Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy, maybe a stray shower or a thunderstorm possible, at a high around 76. Kenosha right now, 66 degrees. It is 70 in Burlington, 68 Milwaukee, 68 degrees also in Racine. Just after midnight, strong thunderstorms came through southeast Wisconsin, prompting warnings for Kenosha, Racine, parts of Milwaukee, and Waukesha counties. Number of trees came down, so did wires that caused power problems. There was some flooding at one point, a sheriff's deputy said. The rain was falling sideways. The cleanup has been continuing since that time. Earlier this morning, it lasted for just over 90 minutes or so, with a threat of potentially other weather coming through. A few rumbles of thunder, but nothing other than that. Meanwhile, if you're going to be out and about today, you might find some remnants of the storm activity from earlier this morning. The Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole and the Racine Redevelopment Authority, after an almost three-hour meeting last night, agreed to continue the due diligence process toward the financing and other components of a proposed event center and hotel project on the lakefront, while rejecting a call for a referendum. After agreeing to add resolution language about the city's bond rating impact and higher-than-expected revenue first helping to reduce the taxpayer burden, Alderman Jim Morgenroth talked about rejecting the call for a referendum.
I think it's a good thing to remember that we are a constitutional republic, not a democracy. People elect us to make decisions, not to drop it in their laps. We're gathering this information, we're studying these numbers, we're looking at all the alternatives. It's up to us. Not people sitting at home and getting check the box when they go to the special election. We're doing all this work for them.
Alderman Melissa Lemke reminding her colleagues about approving a referendum on a federal issue.
We took an advisory referendum on essentially what was Citizens United getting money out of politics at the federal level, and we put that to a referendum. And I believe that it passed 14-1 with me being the only dissenting vote. So I don't think it's against what we've done as a body before to put things to a referendum, so I'll make that point.
Alderman Sandy Widener asked for a binding referendum in the special election for mayor that's yet to be scheduled, suggesting this is going to be making a commitment. Alderman Steve Smetana supporting it. Alderman John Tate II suggested to his colleagues a lot can be learned by engaging their constituents. The vote against the referendum was 9-4. Now, former Alderman Jim Spangenberg, who's with the RDA, wanted tax incremental District 11 reserve revenue removed from the funding plan.
TID 11 is West Racine, and I'm not just going for West Racine, but that's the only TID we have. That's the only TID we have is in West Racine. Downtown has all of those TIDs, including the Walker site. So, I mean, I really feel that that shouldn't be in there. It's only $1 million.
Former Alderman and RDA Chairman Greg Helding noted that TID 11 benefited from other such districts in the past, and using 11's reserves is kind of payback.
For a while, the West Racine TID was a recipient district. In other words, it benefited from the largesse of the TIDs that were doing well around the city when it wasn't. And putting 11 in there just seeks to, I guess, pay back or reverse that a little bit. And that's sort of what we do with these. Some districts do. The hope is when you do a TID district, they all do well.
The RDA voted against removing TID 11 reserves to help the arena financing while supporting the overall resolution as amended by the council committee. City Administrator Jim Palahniuk reminding the alderman that if the financing plan has problems going forward, the project won't fly. Racine has lost a major cheerleader. Mr. Racine, Mark Eichhorst, passed away yesterday in hospice. He had chosen not to continue treatment for lymphoma. He was a fixture on WRJN for 17 years, hosting It's All About Racine, a program that talked about what was happening in the area and the positive aspects of the city and the area. In his final appearance on WRJN just last week, Mark Eichhorst again talked about the importance of finding the positives in life.
I mean, there are thousands and thousands of positive stories out there in Racine County. All you have to do is look for them. There's so many out there.
Meanwhile, Mayor John Dickert said that Mark Eichhorst always saw the good side of everything.
And Mark was always, you know, stating the phrase, I am blessed, as well as, you know, I've got a great life. And he always looked at the positive side of Racine and Racine County. And you don't find people like that in the world anymore. That's why I think there always will only be one Mr. Racine.
Dickert said that he came to know Mark Eichhorst well over the years and said that Eichhorst truly cared for other people and that he will be truly missed. Racine County Communications Center yesterday afternoon, a two-vehicle accident report, 22,000 block of Highway 20, Caller indicating one of the vehicles in a ditch lined. Both vehicle operators hurt. Sheriff's deputies discovered a 24-year-old man in one of those cars in the ditch line deceased from fatal injuries. Driver of the second vehicle had suffered leg and other non-life-threatening injuries and went to the hospital. According to the initial reports, one driver heading east had gone out of the south gravel shoulder of the road, lost control of the car, ended up crossing the center line, entering the path of the other vehicle, which led to the collision. State Patrol's accident reconstruction team involved in the accident investigation with sheriff's deputies. And the driver of a car that slammed into an apartment building in Racine in October of 2015, killing the passenger, gets 5 years in prison. In addition, Circuit Court Judge Mark Nielsen gives 21-year-old Dartavian Watson 5 years of extended supervision, plus orders him to complete 40 hours community service work per year for 4 years after he gets out of prison. Watson pleading guilty to a reduced count of homicide by the intoxicated use of a vehicle. Several other charges were dismissed in return. Witnesses had Watson's car traveling at a high rate of speed on Mound Avenue, going through the intersection at West 6th Street, then striking the building. 25-year-old Robert Johnson died as a result of the injuries suffered in the crash. Watson and another passenger were hurt. One of the announced Democratic candidates for Congress in the 1st District is David Yankovich, who indicates through a notification to the media that he's going to be making a major announcement this afternoon at Wilson's Tea and Coffee Shop in West Racine. Yankovich, who moved to Kenosha from Ohio, was the first Democrat to announce for the 2018 election. Since then, local iron worker Randy Bryce has joined the field. On the Republican side, Paul Nehlen is again challenging Congressman Paul Ryan. In an appearance in Racine yesterday, Congressman Ryan touching on a familiar theme or two, never once mentioned President Trump by name. It was a stop at Burlington Graffits on Chicory Road, one of the two stops billed as employee town halls in the area. The speaker also taking questions from employees and invited guests at WPC Technologies in Oak Creek. While in Racine, the questions came from employees and they allowed the congressman to address some of his favorite topics like Social Security insolvency, tax code reform, regulatory changes. He talked about health care reform, said he and the Republican colleagues there, they are still focused on accomplishing their goals. He does wish, however, there were fewer of what he called the distractions.
Candidly, we don't get distracted. We focus on doing what we're supposed to be doing. And that is why we're working on energy reform, regulatory reform, tax reform, rescuing this healthcare market from its collapse. Those are the things that we measure ourselves by, and that's what we're focused on. And we're not getting distracted. And because we have a real chance of getting these things into law, getting them done, it's the first time in a long, long time we've felt this optimistic.
The appearances yesterday in the area, about as close as the congressman has come to actually holding some of his town hall meetings that he's held in the past, open to the public. He's been criticized, of course, by Democrats for excluding the general public from these stops within the district. The Islamic Society of Southeast Wisconsin filed a rezoning request back in April to build a three-story, 10,000-square-foot facility on some land it owns on 100th Avenue north of Highway A in the village of Summers. That led resident Tom Green to present village officials with a petition, almost 600 signatures, objecting to the rezoning from farmland to institutional use. Village denied his request for an advisory rezoning referendum on the ballot for next April. Village Clerk Treasurer Timothy Katzman recently sending a letter to Green about that denial, citing state statute that does not permit zoning to be legislated or modified by direct legislation. Kenosha News has Green responding to contest the decision, including saying that the statute is invalid as applied in this situation, that, quote, they can't stop direct legislation and the people have a legal right to have a say. Village representatives have yet to respond to Green's response. Racine's Downtown Area Design Review Panel supporting the request for White Box Program grant dollars to help with some of the general upgrades of the former Nelson's Variety Store at 3221 Washington Avenue in West Racine, which was purchased by Johnson Home Furnishings co-owner Jim Spangenberg.
When we started taking the place apart, we found that there's tin ceilings in there, and the hardwood floors are actually in pretty good shape and can be refinished. There's a couple spots in there that are bad, but can be patched in from other areas of this place. I had an engineer's plan thing, so the whole electrical is going to be replaced.
Spangenberg said he was initially thinking about a restaurant in that space. May not happen due to cost. Aside from that, he said from redoing the existing wooden floors, he talked about keeping the original ceiling with some alterations. Projects eligible for the maximum $20,000 grant under the White Box criteria, and that uses up the remaining dollars with the program's original allocation. City Development Director Amy Conley will be asking the Finance Committee next week for some additional funding due to its popularity. And the Mount Pleasant Police Department's going to be holding another Coffee with a Cop gathering this morning. Village residents can meet with police officers for coffee and a casual conversation about issues of that matter to them. It's at the Starbucks on Highway 20 from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. today. Several local communities do hold these periodic Coffee with a Cop events. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.